Hi there, and thanks for joining us. We are on another town takeover, and this time we've headed north to Mitchelstown. There's an awful lot that goes on in this particular town, and no better than to dive straight in and find out what makes Mitchelstown tick. I'm Jonathan Healy, and this is Red Business.
Red Business, Cork's exclusive business podcast.
And I have to say, this is another fantastic place for the Red Business Town Takeover. And to tell me all about what it's like right now, we've Michael O'Sullivan, who is the chairman of the Business Association, and Eddie Walsh, who's also a businessman here in the town. Gentlemen, you're both very welcome. Thanks for joining us. Tell me a little bit, first of all, Michael, about what you do.
Super. So I own the Blueberries Bakery and Cafe here on Upper Cork Street. We opened in 2016. So we're going now nearly 3 years. It's a coffee shop. We do breakfast and lunches and so on, and we're open 7 days a week.
Okay, and you didn't bring anything with you today? No cakes or coffee?
I mean, that's a funny story.
I'm not sure that's very far away. I have to walk. What's it been like in the town in the last while?
Things have improved enormously, even since I've opened back in 2016. I suppose the town was coming through a period of a recovery. There were a lot of new businesses opening up. I suppose a number of years ago, when Galty and Dairy Gold suffered, a lot of businesses would have closed down. There was a lot of empty retail units and so on. But over the last number of years, businesses come back up into town. We have very few vacant shops and so on. So in 2016, I thought it was a good time to go about opening up new business. And I suppose over the last 3 years, the business has grown enormously, I suppose.
It's funny because when we were down in Youghal doing something very similar to here, a lot of the businesses started thinking about coffee shops and that kind of thing. And that's all down to disposable income, isn't it? That's about having a few bob in the pocket that will go for the nice coffee as opposed to the bog standard coffee.
We're back up now again to near full employment. So people have disposable income. People have the money to go out and have the breakfast on a Sunday morning or so on. Yeah, no, that's probably one of the main reasons why I chose to open here.
And how much of it is made in-house? What have you got?
Pretty much everything is made in-house. And we try to support local suppliers and so on.
And do you make it yourself now? Or have you?
Not personally, no.
I'm looking at you, John. Who makes all this nice stuff that you're hawking?
No, our fabulous chefs, Jed, Dorota and Jennifer, are below busy at the moment. So they're fantastic. We have a great team of staff below, and as I said, we try to make everything from scratch in-house.
Okay, very good. Well, tell us a little bit about your business now, Eddie. What do you do?
We're jewellers and watchmakers. We're a gift shop as well, so I'm a second generation. My mum started business in 1981 in Low Cox Street, and we were down at number 2 Low Cox Street. We're up at number 53 now, Low Cox Street. So, as I say, my mum started in 81, second generation. Mum sadly passed away in 2011, so I'm there on my own and my wife, so it's a family-run business.
Now, whatever you excuse your man had for not bringing cakes. You didn't bring Anthony either. He came with your hands hanging equally.
No, the Rolex watch is on his way.
Look, and again, a town like Mitchelstown is a typical market town, isn't
it? Absolutely, it's a market town, and we have a fabulous market here of a Thursday, and it draws people in from catchment area of Ballylanders, Ballyperine, and we depend on them, the Glanworths and the Killarys, to come in and support us in Mitchelstown, and it's a brilliant town of a Thursday. It comes alive. We have a Mitchelstown Link bus that comes in, brings people into Mitchelstown, and it's fantastic. On a Thursday.
People would have said that towns like this were going to just die on their backside. You know, if there was any kind of a recession like we had, it was going to take a town like Mitchelstown a lot longer to recover. Was that your experience as you traded through it?
It was, but we had a great work force in Mitchelstown, and even we survived the foot and mouth, and we survived all the bad ones, and because of the work of Dairy Gold and Galty Foods and all that were going at the time, Mitchelstown survived, and also thanks to those small villages and towns that came in and supported Mitchelstown.
What's next, though? Because you always have to wonder, well, we're worried about Brexit. We don't know what's going to happen with that. I mean, you're running a coffee shop, you're running a jeweller's, yet you're still concerned about it.
Absolutely. My brother's farming out the road, so that business, and we do depend on the farmers. But Mitchelstown, going ahead, we're growing the whole time. We're now a catchment town from Cork, you know what I mean? So commuting up and down to Cork is big for Mitchelstown.
Is it, roughly, about 25 minutes?
25 minutes to Kettle roundabout, so it's fierce easy to get to it, you know what I mean? Straight road, straight way through.
They could put that in a sign. It's fierce easy to get to. Absolutely. I mean, that you should be using that as marketing tool.
We should, absolutely. Yeah. And also, Mitchelstown is a drive-through town. So you come off the motorway, you can get back on the Tipperary side again, and vice versa. Coming from Dublin, you get through the town. So it's a drive-through town, which helps the town.
Michael, coming back to you, the idea of the motorway, look, it's a godsend for people like me who drive to Dublin on a regular basis. Much as I love the town, I didn't like the traffic when we got stuck at it coming through. You'd probably love a little bit more traffic coming through, though, would you?
The motorway has its advantages and disadvantages. Like, definitely for some businesses here in the town would have suffered greatly when the motorway opened, so our local petrol stations and so on would have suffered. But for me personally, I suppose, now when the traffic is taken out of the town, Mitchelstown is very easy to drive into. It's very easy to get parking in town. It's very easy to pull in and stop off. And as Eddie just said, if you're coming from Cork, you can pull in at the Kilworth side and get off again down in Kilbehenny. And as Eddie said, you can drive through the town. So it's very easy for motorists to come off the motorway and stop in Mitchelstown. And I suppose the motorway was necessary as well. Like,
the town was being strangled by traffic, wasn't it?
Exactly. Yeah. And also, it's now 25 minutes to get to Cork City, so it's very easier to commute to Cork City as well. So it's definitely had its advantages, but for some businesses, it has brought disadvantages as well.
What's the one thing now that you'd want more of? What's the thing that the town needs more than anything else?
Housing.
So even here, where there's no shortage of space to build houses or to even redevelop the main street here.
Yes, but at the moment, like, we've issues with council with a sewage treatment plant. It's at capacity at the moment, so therefore they won't allow any big developments to take place until that is sorted, which could take another couple of years to sort. So at the moment, we're crying out for houses.
Yeah, and you need a little bit more of that. Eddie, what else do we need?
Yeah, I totally back him there. It's definitely housing, because we have people. We've 200 people working outside an LD warehouse in
the edge of the town.
Of course. And they're commuting, you know. So we need people to come into the town to spend their money in the town and shop in Mitchelstown, you know.
Well,
so
the one thing I find fascinating, I was talking to Alan, who's one of our Red Patrollers here, and he said when the lights started going on here and they put the red curtains in, somebody thought it was opening a brothel.
Absolutely.
I mean, I don't know, what do you need one of those? Are you okay?
Listen, all options are open.
Anything that brings business to Mitchelstown.
We need footfall.
Eddie, remind us of the name of the jewellers for people about
the Treasure Chest. Where, as I say, we've been on for gold, second-hand jewellery in gold and silver. My mum started, I say, years ago. So we're Treasure Chest. We're in Lower Cox Street, just below, we'll say, Supermax and all the
in the main streets. Good old benchmark in any town near the Supermax. And Michael, tell us the name of the coffee shop that you didn't bring me any coffee from.
Blueberry's Bakery and Cafe, so Upper Cox Street, just across the road from Spar.
I'm going to have to call in now.
I have to sample this.
Okay, Michael O'Sullivan and Eddie Walsh, thanks very much for inviting us here to Mitchelstown, and the best luck to you in your business endeavours in the future.
Great stuff. Thank you.
Red Business. All that's best about business in Cork.
So we were sorted anyway for jewellery and for cakes, but of course you have to look to the nightlife as well. So to do that, we were going to have a look and see how the bar business is in a town like this. So we've got Justin Finn, who is with Jay's Bar, and we have John Cleary, who is with Walsh's Bar. Normally bitter enemies, I'm presuming, lads. You must normally hate the sight of each other, but for the benefit of Red Business, you've come and joined us on the one day. Is that fair enough?
Actually, we're quite good friends.
We get on all right, so it's okay.
I'll believe that when I see. We'll see how. I'll cancel the plans for the boxing match we had for the end of the interview. So, look, first of all, tell me a little bit, John, about your bar.
My bar's in Lower Cox Street, Mitchelstown. It's Walsh's Bar, it's a lounge and beer garden. It's there since 1925. I'm actually third generation myself. So my grandparents came in there first, then my parents took over, and now I'm lumbered with the task, unfortunately.
But you wear it so lightly. So it is a family business then, is it?
Yeah, it's a family business. Yeah, as I say, it has been, it's nearly there 100 years now. So it's developed a lot over the years. I've put a lot of the time and effort into it myself and my parents before me. That's good. I enjoy the bar. It's good crack, in fairness.
It's been an industry that has had its problems. Let's put it that way. You've traded through all of those recessions, haven't you? I mean, was that tough?
Yeah, it was tough, yeah. And it looks, I suppose, now is a different time as well. Like, it's just like, there's all obviously, I think they're re-rating business in Mitchelstown. They're looking at that, and there's insurance has gone up 70-80% in the last few years. Sky television is another thing that's increasing every year. So, like, we're always faced with tasks. Like, so even in vibrant times, there's still fierce challenges ahead as well. So, but it's just a matter of, you know, just changing with the times, really, and seeing where you're going.
So where is Walsh's?
Walsh's is in Lower Cork Street, Mitchelstown.
Okay. And how far away, Justin, is that from Jay's Bar?
About 50 metres.
Jesus, you must hate each other, lads. Come on, you're competing for the business.
No, not one bit, because actually where I started off in bar business was with John. So he actually he trained me, so the two of us are the best of friends.
Okay, well, that is a wonderful start, right? How has trade been for you with so much competition in the town?
I'm open 3 years in August, so I would say, like, it's quite hard being a new business as well. But you always have to be thinking of new stuff to do. Like, we did a Love Island night on Monday night.
Oh, what are you thinking, doing
know,
that guy?
But it brought people in.
That attracts the wrong element altogether. So how old are you, if you don't mind me asking?
31.
So you opened the bar when you were in your late 20s?
28, yeah.
Yeah, so I mean, there's lots of things you could do. This was a tough trade to get into, wasn't
it? Yeah, I have a degree in business and event management, and I kind of always wanted to run my own bar, so I just kind of decided, bite the bullet. I had another bar before it for a year, Weavers, and then I moved on to this place, and I'm leasing now with nearly 3 years. So.
Doing the different things, is there an expectation now from the people coming through the door that you have to do certain things, like the Love Island night being one thing, but do people expect more from a night out than they would have done even 10 years ago?
I would say definitely. They're always looking for more entertainment value. Music Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Like, definitely Saturday nights, people will, I wouldn't find it they'd come into unless you had music on a Saturday night.
Yeah, so. And do you find the same thing, John, that you need to keep people entertained as much as you do feed them drink?
Yeah, we do music on Saturdays and Sundays as well, and you need to just do things differently. When the smoking ban came in, I just expanded where they had greyhounds in the yard, but it's a beer garden now, so it holds 180 people.
Were the greyhounds over 18?
They weren't drinking, so
Oh, that's all right. That's safe enough. So you have a bigger space outside now, do you?
Yeah, it's an outdoor area as well. It's just handy for smoking and stuff. But it's more of a beer garden, though, not a smoking area. So it's just that helps with the business as well, obviously, because you just, you just need to move forward and look at different options. And
you've grown up in the town, obviously. You're from here, and you've seen everything that's come. My sense always walking through market towns like this was that there was always way too many pubs. That every second building seemed to be a pub. And a lot of them have closed down over the years, leaving the likes of you standing.
Like, there was over 40 bars here in Mitchelstown when I was going to school, so it's like, no, I think we're down to about 14, is it?
And is that competition a healthy level of competition now?
Yeah, I feel that you need, like, I mean, for a person to be drawn into Mitchelstown a certain night, you need a good variation, because people, once they end up one establishment for the night, they want to move around to four or five different bars. So the more people, like, give them options to go to these bars, the more people you can get footfall into the town, whereas we've only two bars, like, and we're kind of doing the same thing. It's very hard to get people coming in. If they do come in, they find it's a bit quiet. It's very hard to attract them back again. So you're better off to try and have a variation of pubs. And like, Mitchelstown is a great variation of bars. I think every bar's up to a high standard, and they've all put a lot of effort and time into it over the last few years.
And who is the ideal client, lads? Who would be your ideal client coming in now, Jane? You see them coming through the door going, thank God, we've got that person coming through, or that type of person.
I would say anything between the 25 to probably 40-year-old age group, because
you don't want to see me coming, is that what you're telling me here at 43? You're ruling me out. Well, I'm going
well,
back.
I give you a compliment. You don't look one day over.
It's too late now. You've moved on. But they're the ones with cash in their pocket.
Yeah, I would find that they have the disposable income. They're in good jobs. You know, I really think that they're the ones that are going out, you know, because anything above or below that, they're out for one night, maybe over a month, or then above it, they don't go out on Saturday nights, really. It's more of a Sunday night trade that you'd find from the older age group, like from 50 plus. Like,
well, I have to say, you lived up to your word. You don't actually hate each other, which was kind of a little bit disappointed, and I don't know why we didn't have that. But look, we wish you the very best of luck. John Cleary from Walsh's Bar and Justin Finn from Jay's Bar, within 50 metres of each other. Come here, gents. Absolute pleasure, and the best luck to both of you.
Thank you very much.
Thanks very much, Jalen.
The only show in town for Cork business, Red Business.
So if you went out with the two lads to the pub, you'd probably be feeling a small bit ropey if you overdid it. So you'd need to go to the health shop the following day. And the good news is, here in Mitchelstown, there is indeed an option. It's called Horan's Health Shop. And Emily Bolton is with me now. Emily, how are you?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
I'm good. What does a health shop entail these days?
Okay, so a health food shop now would have everything from your health foods, your organic foods, to supplements. We sell things like essential oils, natural cosmetics, We have a huge range of products.
And how much of a demand is there for that type of stuff in a town like Mitchelstown?
There's a growing demand for it. I think people are finding they're wanting to take control of their health. So they're looking for healthier options with food. They're also looking for alternatives to conventional medicine as well for everyday complaints and just to kind of support their health in general.
So what is the biggest products that you sell? I mean, they are things that have an impact and have an effect on people's lives, presumably. So what is the main thing that that they come in looking for?
Okay, so it depends on the time of the year. At the moment, we would be selling a lot of products for hay fever, for example. Then kind of around winter, it would be things for colds and flus and coughs, sore throats, that kind of a thing. And then people come in looking for support with energy levels, so multivitamins, coenzyme Q10, that kind of a thing.
Okay, what brought you to work in a health store?
I've been studying herbalism for the last 4 years, so I recently qualified as a herbalist. And
what is herbalism? What would that be?
What is herbalism?
Well, you've been studying it, so you should know the answer.
Yeah, so it basically, we have plants growing around us, and most of them, even the ones that people would call weeds, would have medicinal values. And most of modern medicine comes from plants. So the course that I studied the first 2 years was a herbal apprenticeship and was really about herbalism for the community. So bringing back the knowledge of these plants to the community so people can make creams and salves out of plants for like cuts and bruises, and you can make tinctures for medicine with alcohol, extracting the properties. So
is it a whole untapped potential that's out there then? Are we kind of ignoring what potentially is there and of use to us?
I think there is a growing knowledge and a growing interest in it. Originally, everyone in the village would have had a cure and people would have known who to go to for the cure for whatever ailment they had. But over time, people lost that knowledge and lost connection with plants and with nature. So I think people are trying to re-establish that now.
You have a resource room that you've kind of made good use of here in the town. What have you done that's different?
Yeah, so the resource room was kind of used as a storeroom, and what I took over just before Christmas there, and I saw the potential for it. So I'm actually going to practice as a herbalist from there. Once it's finished, we just need to do a few little tweaks like painting and things like that. And then it'll be available as a space to other practitioners in the town to use to provide various treatments, massage or food testing, whatever
And Horan's is kind of a chain, isn't it? I mean, we're very familiar with pharmacy chains, but Horan's is a health food chain.
So it would be the biggest health store group in Ireland. It has 14 stores, all in Munster.
Yeah.
We've got two in County Cork, one in Mitchelstown and one in Fermoy. So it's Irish owned and it employs a lot of people. It's about 74 people employed by the company.
Well, there's four of you here, in Mitchelstown, and the shop is doing well. Where is it?
It's 9 Lower Cork Street, so it's down the other end of the street.
The other end of the street.
Yeah.
Now, again, I kind of made a joke about the two lads, but if you did have the mother of all hangovers,
yes.
Is there any herbalist stuff that I could take that'll make my life?
Well,
and my
milk thistle is very good for your liver.
Milk thistle.
Yes.
Right, okay.
Yeah.
Does that get rid of the hangover?
Well, it helps your liver process whatever needs to be processed, so it'll look after your liver at least.
You look like the kind of person who would say, "Well, the easiest thing to do is not to drink too much on the night before."
Yeah, and drink lots of water.
Look, we wish you the very best of luck to you and the team in Horan's Health Shop. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you very much.
So that's it from the first of the town takeovers. Again, so many businesses we got to speak to here. We have to do a second episode, so that'll be going up in the coming weeks. My thanks to everybody who helped out with the Red Town Takeover of Mitchelstown. Niamh Hennessy produced, and as always, we'll catch you on the next one.
Red Business, Cork's exclusive business podcast.